有时候人与人之间的相处啊，是一件很困难的事情。
Sometimes it's difficult for us to communicate with other people.
尤其是两代之间，常常是不容易相处得很好。
Especially between two different generations, it's difficult to interact.
但是在圣经里头，我们也看到有很多这种两代之间他们相处得很好给我们留下很好的模范。
But we see a couple of examples in the Bible where two generations were able to get along very well, and they're a good example for us.
比如说路德记里头的路德跟她的婆婆拿俄米。
For example, Ruth and Naomi in the book of Ruth.
那在出埃及记里头又有提到摩西跟他的岳父叶特罗。
And in the book of Exodus, it mentions about Moses and his father-in-law Jethro.
这样的两代人呢、啊？常常是不容易相处的。
Usually these two types of different generations are difficult to get along with each other.
但是他们却给我们留下很好的榜样。
But they have left for us a very good example.
最重要有两个原因。
And there are two main reasons.
在他们当中有爱跟彼此的尊重来做原则。
Because among them they had love and mutual respect, as their standard.
摩西可以是以色列人历史当中他们最为推崇也觉得是最伟大的领袖之一。
Moses was one of the greatest leaders of the Israelites of the time.
伟大的人物他总是有一些很美好的特性。
And great people always have very wonderful characteristics.
当然摩西他有很多的优点。
And Moses had a lot of good characteristics.
其中的一个优点他很伟大，但是他也很乐意的来接受别人的意见。
And one of his strengths was that even though he was very great, he was willing to accept the opinions of others.
这常常是要是两方面的。
And this usually requires two parts.
这个接受的人，他有那一个很好的修养，很好的看见，他能够接纳意见。
The person accepting the opinion must have a very good willingness to accept.
那另一方面，给意见的人他也实在是真的给了一个很好的意见。
On the other hand, the one offering his opinion must have actually a good opinion.
好，我们请来看出埃及记十八章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 18.
出埃及记十八章第八节。
Exodus 18 verse 8.
第八节，摩西将主为以色列的缘故向法老和埃及人所行的一切事，以及路上所遭遇的一切艰难，并主怎样搭救他们，都述说与他的岳父听。
And Moses told his father-in-law that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake all the hardship that had come upon them on the way, and how the Lord had delivered them.
摩西跟他的岳父他们已经有一段时间没有见面了。
Moses and his father-in-law had not met for a period of time already.
那在这段时间里头，在摩西的人生里头却发生了很多的事情，很重要的事情。
And within this period of time, many things had happened to Moses, many important things.
就是这位伟大的神在摩西的身上，在这些以色列人当中所行的事情。
And these were the things that the Lord had done to Israel.
所以当摩西跟他的岳父见面的时候摩西就赶紧的将神的这一切的作为来跟他的岳父来分享，来向他做见证。
And so when Moses met with his father-in-law once more, he very excitedly told Jethro all the things that the Lord had done for Israel.
好，我们再看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
他的岳父说：“我现今在埃及人向这百姓发狂傲的事上得知，主比万神都大。
For I know that the Lord is greater than all the gods. For in the very thing in which they behaved proudly, He was above them.”
在摩西的描述里头有很多的事情是那种超越人的人所能够想象所能够做的事情。
In Moses' description, he mentioned a lot of things that are man is unable to do.
比如说他们是怎样的过红海。
For example, how they crossed the Red Sea.
但是这个他的岳父他听了之后呢，他没有怀疑，他相信。
But the father-in-law didn't doubt what Moses said. He actually believed.
因为这是出于他的女婿摩西对他所做的见证。
Because this was the testimony of his son-in-law Moses.
摩西曾经跟他在相处了四十年。
Moses had lived with the father-in-law for about 40 years.
所以他的岳父很了解摩西的为人。
So, his father-in-law understood what kind of person Moses was.
所以摩西所见证的很多事情都是超越了、超乎了人的想象跟人的能力，但是他的岳父相信。
Thus, although everything that Moses was describing was transcends man's ability, Jethro still believed everything that he said.
摩西的见证，他的岳父听进去了，他的岳父也因为这样子更加的认识这一位神，甚至他愿意来接受这一位神，相信这一位神。
And Jethro not only listened and believed in Moses' testimony, but he was willing to believe and trust in this God afterwards.
我们请看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
摩西的岳父叶特罗把欢祭和平安祭献给神，亚伦和以色列的众长老都来了，以摩西的岳父在神面前吃饭。
Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and other sacrifices to offer to God. And Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God.
为什么说这个叶特罗他已经认识神，他也相信了神？
Why can we say that Jethro already knew God and believed in God?
这里说他献祭给这一位神。
Because here it says that he offered a burnt offering.
经过四十年的岁月，在这个时候，这个叶特罗他相信了。
After 40 long years, Jethro here believed.
有时候人信主的过程真的是蛮慢是相当的漫长。
A lot of times, the process of a person's faith can be very long.
但是摩西他应该是一直没有放弃。
But here, Moses probably never gave up.
那我们也可以推测叶特罗这个人。他是一个相当谨慎的一个人。
And we can probably guess that Jethro was a very careful man.
信仰是一件很严肃、很重要的事情。
And faith is a very serious and important matter.
所以呢，他也要经过这么长的时间，他这时候他终于他相信了。
Thus, it was through a very long time that Jethro finally believed.
那这个叶特罗，他信了他相信了神之后呢，他马上的给摩西一个很好的帮助。
And after Jethro believes in God, he immediately started to be a good help for Moses.
我们请看二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24.
二十四节，于是摩西听从他岳父的话，按着他所说的去行。
So Moses heeded the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he said.
这里说到摩西听了叶特罗的建议之后呢，他接受了，而且呢，他马上去做。
Here Moses not only listened to the word of his father-in-law, he heeded it and did all that he said.
那这个叶特罗他为什么能够给摩西一个这个很好的建议呢？
Now why was Jethro able to give Moses a very good advice?
这个我们一开始我说过，一个人他一方面要能够乐意接受意见，那另一方面提的人也要能够提出好的意见。
Because as I mentioned before, not only does the acceptor need to be willing to accept another person's opinion, the person giving the opinion must give a good opinion.
那这个叶特罗他如何能够做出一个好的建议、好的提案来呢？
And how was Jethro able to suggest a good suggestion?
我们请看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
第二天，摩西坐着审判百姓，百姓从早到晚都站在摩西的左右。
And so it was on the next day that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood before Moses from morning until evening.
所以摩西继续他每一天的这种生活，他的工作。
Thus we see Moses' daily living continued.
十四节。
Verse 14.
摩西的岳父看见他向百姓所做的这一切事，就说：“你向百姓做的是什么事呢？你为什么独自坐着，众百姓从早到晚站在你的左右呢？”
So when Moses' father-in-law saw that he did for the people, he said, "What is this thing that you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit and all the people stand before you from morning until evening?"
十四节这里说，这个叶特罗他观察，他看见。
Verse 14 says that Moses or Jethro saw and he observed.
他看到摩西现在正在做什么，他向百姓所做的一切事情。
He saw what Moses was doing for the people.
在他的这种观察跟思考里头啊，他觉得说这里头还有很大的空间可以 来做改进。
And under his observation and his own thoughts, he felt that there were many things that could be changed.
所以他就来跟摩西讲说，你向百姓做的是什么事情呢？你为什么这样子做？
And so this is why he asked, what is this thing that you were doing for the people? Why do you alone sit and all the people stand before you from morning till evening?
他只是观察而已，他觉得这样还不够清楚。
He was only observing and was not felt that this wasn't very clear.
所以他来到摩西这里，从这个当事人来了解他整个情形。
And that's why he came to the presence of Moses to ask him and try to further understand what was really going on.
有时候有些人做某些事情啊，他背后是有他的他的理由，他的原因的。
A lot of times when people do something, they have their own reasons for doing it.
纵然我们觉得说好像不妥当啊，但是我们还是一样的，要尊重对方，去了解一下他为什么这么做。
So when we don't understand or feel like what someone's doing is not right, then we still need to go try to understand the purpose of it.
通常我们仔细的观察，我们已经有相当的了解。
Usually, if we observe carefully, then we will have a certain understanding.
但是呢，这还不够。那这个叶特罗也找这个当事人摩西来做进一步的了解。
But this isn't enough, and so we see Jethro actually went and approached Moses to try and understand further.
那他还是觉得这里头有一个很大的空间可以来更做得更好。
And he felt that there were many improvements that could be made.
那他这一个人，他不但看出问题啊，而且他还会去想怎么来解决。
And now this person Jethro did not only see the problem, but he thought of methods to improve.
所以他的提案呢、啊，是一个很完整的提案。
So all of the solutions were very complete solutions.
不但是找出问题的所在，而且还提供怎么来解决这个问题。
Not only did he find the source of the problem, but he also found a solution to the problem.
因为方法是很重要的，方法是解决问题的一个关键。
Because method is very important, it is what solves the problems.
好，我们请看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
十七节，摩西的业户说：“你这做的不好。”
So Moses' father-in-law said to him, "The thing that you do is not good."
这个业户跟你系之间呢、啊，他们是有很好的互相很好的互动啊，很好的彼此的关系。
This father-in-law and son-in-law had a very good interaction and relationship.
所以他可以很直接的跟摩西说。你这件事情做得不好。
This is why he was able to very directly say this thing that you do is not good.
十八节。
Verse 18.
你和这些百姓必都疲惫，因为这个事情太重，你独自一人办理不了。
Both you and these people who are with you will surely wear yourselves out, for this thing is too much for you. You are not able to perform it by yourself.
那他也把这个为什么你做得不好的原因在这里把它。很清楚的，很扼要的讲出来。
Here, Jethro very clearly stated why the thing that Moses was doing was not good.
他所讲的这些都是事实。
And everything that Jethro said was the truth.
十九节。
Verse 19.
现在你要听我的话，我为你出个主意，愿神与你同在。
Listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel, and God will be with you.
所以他接下来照着他的观察照着他的体验。照着他的思考，他要提供一个提案给摩西。
So under Jethro's contemplation, and he was able to give him a solution.
那很重要的还有加上最后这一句话，他说：“愿神跟你同在。”
And very importantly, he said, "God will be with you."
如果以我们今天的话来讲，这个叶特罗他是一个刚信主的人。
In our terms today, we could say that Jethro was someone who had just believed in God.
但是从他说愿神跟你同在啊，我们又觉得说他好像是一个已经信主很久的人。
But from this phrase, "God will be with you," it seems like Jethro had already believed for a long period of time.
这个也可以看出说，他知道以人来讲，他做了很多的思考，他的办法 一定是很不错的。
And from this we can see that he had thought about his method for a very long period of time, and that it was actually a good method.
但是他知道摩西在带领的是神的百姓。
Yet he also knew that the people that Moses was leading were actually the people of God.
所以他知道这个团体是一个不一样的团体。
So he knew that this congregation was not just an ordinary congregation.
这是神的百姓。
They were the people of God.
这是神在他们当中的一个团体。
This was a congregation in which God was amongst.
所以他也清楚地知道，无论人所想出来的办法再怎么的好，如果没有神的同在，他还是没有办法完成事情的。
Therefore, he knew that no matter how good a method made up by man was, without God amongst them, it would not end up well.
我替你出一个，我给你一个好的提案，但是你还是不能够忘记，不能够忽略了神的同在，神的带领。
I will give you a good suggestion, but you must not forget the abidance and the blessing of God.
我想这也是在我们在教会里头处理事情我们一个很重要的原则。
And I think this is a very important principle for us to have in church.
这是我们大家讨论出来一个很好的提案，但是我们要尊重神，我们要求神同在，求神带领。
This may be a very good proposal made by man, but we must ask for God's abidance and guidance and abidance.
所以二十四节，摩西就接受了，而且马上照着实行。
And so in verse 24, Moses accepted and he immediately started to act.
我们每年一次的信徒会议，我们也总是会有一些的提案。
And in the general congregation meeting every year, we will always have some proposals.
无论提案是来自于弟兄姐妹，或者是来自于职务会，通常都是经过很仔细的观察，很详细的思考才做出来的提案。
And even whether or not the proposals are made by brothers and sisters or the church council, they're usually made after careful observation and contemplation.
所以我们要在讨论当中，我们要仔细的去好好的去了解一下这个提案它的本身内容是什么。
So when we are discussing, we need to very carefully try to understand what the proposal is actually saying.
那既然提案的人他们有很多的思考，我们在表达意见的人，我们也应该 有一些的思考，然后我们再表达我们的意见。
And since the proposal was made only after very careful contemplation, then before we express our own opinions about the proposals, we need to think ourselves.
那真理以外的这些事物性 的提案呢，我们通常以多数人通过而来执行。
And usually, with things apart from the truth, things that are logistical, then it usually passes by majority vote.
那因为这个不是真理，所以呢，在过程当中，我们在需要的时候，我们也可以随时大家再来讨论，来做修正或者修改。
And because it has nothing to do with the Bible, then we can discuss at any point in time and see if there's any improvements to be made.
所以我们不需要为这些事务性的行政上的事情有那种太过分的太强烈的那一种争执。
So in regards to these logistical or practical matters, we don't need to be so adamantly arguing about it.
无论是哪一种提案，大家总是都是为了全体的好处来着想，来发表意见。
Because no matter what the proposal is, everyone is doing this in terms to benefit the whole congregation.
所以在讨论当中我们把握住一个原则我们的言语上我们不要彼此伤了和气。
Therefore, in our discussion, let us keep this one principle that we shouldn't harm each other with our words.
想想看，我们好多人，我们都一个礼拜才见一次面。
Let's think about it. We have so many people here, and we only see each other about once a week.
我们不必要为了在讨论上、言语上来伤了和气。
We shouldn't have to hurt other people's feelings because of our words.
从另外一个层面来看，我们是每个礼拜都要见面的，我们要经常见面的，我们不需要在这个讨论当中我们来伤了和气。
And looking at it from another point of view, we do see each other every week, which is quite often, so let's not try to hurt each other's feelings.
我们最后请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's lastly look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十章三十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31.
哥林多前书十章三十一节。
First Corinthians 10:31.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
我们做任何事情有一个重要的原则就是我们都是为了要荣耀神。
There is a very important principle for whatever we do, which is that we should do it for the glory of God.
所以我们在每年一次的这个信徒大会里头。这件事情上面我们也是为了要来荣耀神。
So this general congregation meeting that we have once a year, it is also for the glory of God.
那我因为我们要开会所以我就上午我就做简短的这样子的开会前互相的勉励。
Because we do have a meeting, I'm going to end my short sermon right here.
现在请我们大家一起默祷。
So let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父真神，我们感谢你，我们赞美您。
Our Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you.
你在我们每一个人个人的身上都有很多很奇妙很有恩典的这些作为。
You have many wondrous works and grace amongst all our lives.
那在我们整个会众当中我们也是在都看见了天父真神。您亲自的带领跟祝福。
And through our services, we always see, Lord, that you personally guide our services.
我们恳求天父真神你也能够帮助我们让我们能够像摩西这样子来为您做见证。
God, we ask you to help us so that we can be like Moses and testify for you.
摩西将他所看见的、所体会的来跟他的岳父来分享。
Moses testified to his father-in-law Jethro everything he had seen and heard.
所以恳求您赐给我们当中有更多的摩西。
So we ask you to give us more Moseses amongst us.
能够很细心的看到你的恩典，看到你的作为，而来跟周遭的人分享。
So that we can very carefully see your works and your miracles and share with those around us.
天父真神，我们也恳求您赐给我们。很多的叶特罗在我们的当中。
Heavenly Father, we also ask you to give us many Jethros.
让我们在教会的运作上面我们总是能够从弟兄姐妹那边来得到很多很好的建议跟提案。
So that whenever we're in church, we are able to receive many good suggestions from our brothers and sisters.
所以感谢天父真神你是在我们伯恩教会里头，你赐给我们很多的摩西，很多的叶特罗。
And so we thank you, our heavenly Father, for giving us many Moseses and many Jethros here in Baldwin Park Church.
那我们待会就要来开始我们这次的信徒大会。
And afterwards, we're going to have our general congregation meeting.
我们恳求你的圣灵运行在我们的当中。
We ask you to have your Holy Spirit work amongst us.
让我们对所有的提案都能够有很好很有彼此造就的。一些讨论
so that we can have good and edifying discussions.
也恳求您帮助我们让我们都能够做出一些最好的决定跟选举
And we ask you to help us so that we can make the best decisions.
我们也恳求天父真神你能够施恩祝福我们在场的每一位
We also ask you, Lord, to bless and guide everyone sitting here today.
也恳求天父真神你带领我们在座的我们的慕道朋友。
We also ask you to guide all our truth seekers here and friends today.
恳求你的恩惠继续跟随他们来带领他们。
May your graces and blessings be with them and guide them still.
让他们早一天也能够有叶特罗这样的体会，这样的认识。
So that they can very sooner be able to have the kind of experience that Jethro had.
能够将他们的一生也能够像叶特罗这样子的来献给您。
So that they can also offer their lives to you as Jethro did.
主耶稣，我们做这样子的祷告祈求， 愿您垂听成全。
We pray in this way, may you please listen to our prayer.
愿一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
May all the thanks, glory, and praise be unto your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.